Welcome to the City of Ocean City Zoning Board meeting, January 21, 26. This meeting has been advertised pursuant to PL Chapter 231, also known as the Open Public Meetings Act. Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you have any electronic devices, please turn them off or silence them now. Roll call, Mr. Buck?
Yep.
Mr. DeMarco?
Here.
Mr. Logue? Mr. Gallagher? Mr. Geary? Mrs. Snyder?
Here.
Mr. Waddell?
Here.
Under secretary's reports, may I have a motion to adopt the 11:25 minutes?
Buck.
Second?
Waddell.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? May I have a motion to adopt resolution ZBA 25-015, Kettleburger?
Buck.
Waddell.
Roll call, Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. DeMarco?
Yes.
Mrs. Snyder?
Yes.
Mr. Buck?
Yes.
May I have a motion to adopt resolution ZBA 25-011, Calzee?
Buck.
Second?
Waddell.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. DeMarco?
Yes.
Mrs. Snyder?
Yes.
Mr. Buck?
Yep. And you sign in.
I got a lot for you to sign. Do you want to do reorg, Leo, or do you want me to do it?
Let's do reorg and I guess we can't wait.
Not for professionals.
Then you do it.
Okay. May I have, let's go. Which, do you want to do all of them, or do you want to wait for like chair and vice chair? Just do it all now.
Do it all now.
May I have a nominee for chair?
I'll nominate Mike.
You staying there? You staying in that chair?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Are you staying in that chair? Do you want to stay in that chair this year?
Well, that's fine. It's okay. Comfortable.
Then you got the only one.
Any other nominations? May I have a second for Mr. Buck?
Second.
Roll call, Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. DeMarco?
Yes.
Mrs. Snyder?
Yes.
Mr. Buck?
Yes.
May I have any nominees for vice chair?
Waddell.
Any second. Others? Second. Roll call for Mr. Waddell for vice chair. Well, I'll do you last then, Mr. Waddell. Mr. DeMarco?
Yes.
Mrs. Snyder?
Yes.
Mr. Buck?
Yes.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
May have a motion, Sentinel as the official newspaper press is secondary.
Can we switch some?
Mm-mm.
All right, leave him. Buck. Buck was second, DeMarco was first.
Mr. Waddell?
No.
I knew that. Mr. DeMarco?
Yes.
Mrs. Snyder?
Yes.
Mr. Buck?
Yes.
Well, executive committee is currently Mr. Buck and Mr. Waddell. Is there, you want to name alternate?
Geary.
Geary?
Yeah. Okay. Two out of three every time.
Mr. Waddell?
Who'd you know?
This is
Mike Geary?
Geary is the alternate. Yes. It's still you and Mike.
Yeah. Yep.
Mr. DeMarco?
Yes.
Mrs. Snyder?
Yes.
Mr. Buck?
Yep.
May I have a motion to reappoint Jamie Felker, me,
yes,
for secretary. Second. Mr. Waddell?
Yep.
Mr. DeMarco?
Yes.
Mrs. Snyder?
Yes.
Mr. Buck?
Yes.
May I have a motion to appoint, wait, I gotta see who I have here first. Joe Maffei of EDA
Buck.
As the board planner engineer.
Waddell.
Second. All right. Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. DeMarco?
Yes.
Mrs. Snyder?
Yes.
Mr. Buck?
Yes.
May I have a motion to appoint Elias, a.k.a. Leo,
Buck.
Manos Law Firm, for solicitor. Second?
Waddell.
I'm sure you still want to.
I'm in.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. DeMarco?
Yes.
Mrs. Snyder?
Yes.
Mr. Buck?
Yes.
Thank you.
May I have a motion to adopt the 2026 meeting schedule with one change? We're going to remove the December 16th meeting.
Buck.
Second?
DeMarco.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Nope.
We're going to keep the 18th for now, February? What are we going to do?
Oh, no. Punt that.
We're going to, all right, we're also removing the February 18th meeting.
Moving it or removing it?
Removing February 18th and December 16th.
We won't have members. Council's holding us up.
February 18th and December 16th are being removed.
Okay. I'm sorry, the second one was December 16th?
Yes.
Yes.
February
18th. And February 18th. So I guess let me have another motion for that, please.
Buck.
Second.
Waddell.
And then I'll do a roll call. Mr. DeMarco?
Yes.
Mrs. Snyder?
Yes.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Buck?
Yes.
Turn the meeting over to, I'm not sure, Mr. Buck or Mr. Manos for the announcement.
Okay. There's the first application on the agenda is for 1168 Building LLC, Block 101, Lot 14. This requires a use variance, so we don't have a quorum to hear that. So that's going to be heard at our next meeting, which will be March 18th, 2026, 6 o'clock p.m. in this room. The applicant will not be required to republish or renotice, and that is your official announcement. So if anyone's here for that application, I understand okay. the second application on our agenda, Michael and Kathy Caruso, there was an issue with a couple of the notices. Are you the Carusos?
Yes.
And Mr. Howe, do you want to be heard on anything right now as far as procedurally?
You need to come up.
Come up. We'll get you sworn in, and then we'll deal with this. Mr. Caruso, just give us your name and address for the record, please.
It's Mike Caruso. I'm at 3214.
Please raise your right hand. Do you swear a firm testimony you'll give this evening will be the truth? Okay. So our board secretary and I went through the notices. There was a couple issues identified. When the notices are defective, this board legally doesn't have jurisdiction to hear your application. The issues, there was three notices on the 200-foot list, and then the one which was in the press of Atlantic City, the city hall address was wrong. But we'll hear what you have to say.
Well, regarding the notices, so the three notices that went to the homeowner, one notice went to the municipal authority on the Cape May Courthouse. So when my wife did the notice was correct, but she had an issue with some of the stubs because she had to manually write in some of the stubs on the one. And she transposed the number on the one to the municipal authority. Mm-hmm. When I went on the U.S.
That was a totally incorrect zip code.
The municipal authority?
Yes.
Route 9?
Yep.
Because the U.S. Post Office did say that it went to, it got delivered to a receptionist at the Cape May Courthouse Road. And then there was one in Ocean City that had a zip code. I think it had an extra zero in the zip code. And based on the U.S. Postal Service, it did get delivered to the address in Ocean City with the right zip code. And then the other one was... it should have went to 7 Sewell Boulevard in Sewell, New Jersey.
7 McCann Boulevard.
7 McCann Boulevard. And on the stub, it said 9. But based on the U.S. Postal Service, they basically said that the homeowner picked it up at the post office. So I'm assuming that the post office would not allow someone with a different name, as John Deborah Kurtz, I believe, to pick up without an ID. So that's the three issues that we have with those notices. And we are aware of the one that went in the Atlantic City Press. It said 816 City Hall, 816 Asbury, instead of 861 Asbury.
All right, I'm going to jump in here for a minute. We don't have enough board members to hear this application tonight. We only have enough for a quorum. That situation is not going to be remedied for February, which is why we're not going to have a February meeting. You are pushed until March
18th.
18th. That gives you the better part of 2 months to get these three notices corrected.
Okay, so we then you would want us to mail the three notices out, which would
correct.
Which we will do with the new zoning board date in the notice, or the same.
I will send you notice of hearing.
Okay,
but you're going to have to get a new 200-foot list because it's old, and I advise you prior to this to get a new 200-foot list, but you still submitted me the old list from September.
That was the list of.
But I told you to get a new list. Usually 3 months is the cutoff. And I told you in your notice, in your administrative completeness, to get a new list. And you didn't. Advising you now, we're going to need a new list.
Get a new list. Cross-reference.
That's...
Okay.
I'd prefer...
I don't have to deal with it.
Yeah, I know.
Tell me what you want. Tell me what you want. Do you want?
I mean, all new noticing is what we typically do when the notice is defective and it's old.
Okay, so you want a 200-foot list dated after January 21st, and you want it notified every person on that 200-foot list.
That's typically what we do.
After the 21st of January.
That's typically what we do.
You agreeable to that?
I have no choice, I guess, unless it's going to cost me another $450 to send out saying.
Sounds that way.
What I want to do is just agree to the names that are different.
I'll defer to the chairman on that.
I get that. Do you want to stand up? And
I would.
Okay, great. Let's have it.
Just give us your name and address for the record, Mr.
Howell. My name is Edwin Howell.
All right, Mr.
I'm the project architect for the project.
Please raise your right hand. Do you swear affirm any testimony you're about to give would be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
We have notified all of the 75 names or 76 names that were on the list.
Mm-hmm.
They have done that. There was a mistake on two or three.
And the date's old.
Beg your pardon?
And the date is old. The
date
on
we made this application in September of last year.
The date on the list is old. So you have two choices. You can re-notify the three people on the new list, and if Jamie doesn't get tired of collating all the stuff and making sure it's all together, she might approve it. She may not. Or you can get a new list and notify everybody on it correctly, and she'll be forced to take it in. Choice is yours. If you only get the three lists, the three names on the new list, and she has any problem with it, we will not hear you in March.
Now, the option would be to get the new list. We will collate the new list to any property owners that have changed between September, when we got the list, and now, when we're being heard in January, and notify any new names that are people that have changed the list. There are nobody here in the audience that I see that are here to hear this application.
I don't see them either.
So may be at
the point would be is that we would notify any property owners that have changed.
I'm putting you on notice that is your risk.
Okay.
If it's not the way she wants to see it, she will not deem it complete.
So the option would be that we would notify all 75 people once again.
On the new list.
On the new list for another $500.
Yes.
When we made the application in September of last year,
mm-hmm.
and aren't heard until January of this year, causing us to have a new list. So, I mean, we'll do what you like, but I'm just saying.
I'm giving you the option. One way is done properly is guaranteed. The other way may not be.
Well, I mean, I want to do the guaranteed way. I mean, that's a silly option. I'm taking a chance on not getting a variance for a roof over my deck. I guess we'll get a new list unless.
Look, the board of secretaries has to deal with it, so I'm not going to put a burden on her to transpose and compare a list unless she's willing to do that. So you want it redone.
Yeah.
There's no way of being able to just reschedule to Mark and then just let us send out those three with the new
date. The notice is old. The list is old to begin with. It's from September.
That's part of the concern.
That's part of it.
Okay. I mean, I want to do whatever we got to do to get this right, but I didn't realize the list was old. I mean, unless there was an email sent to me that said that, I don't recollect. I mean, I would have definitely done something if somebody said the list was old.
My recommendation is, since we have to do it, let's do it properly so there's no gray area about it. We'll have a good list, good date, good notices. We won't have to talk about it again. Come back in March, hear the application, assuming that the council puts our board members back on the board, and everything will be moving along. Okay?
Yep.
And Sentinel's the primary paper. The ad needs to go in the Sentinel.
It's got to go in the Sentinel.
It's got to go in the Sentinel.
Update your list. Republish it in the Sentinel for March 18th. Redo your certifieds. And if you follow that list exactly, every zip code, every street, you'll be okay.
We apologize for the inconvenience, but it's just procedure. And it's what she follows for every single one.
Right. Now, I understand that. I guess what I don't understand, I'm not going to make a big deal about it now. What I don't understand is why we can't table this. We're going to table it to March. I get that. Why we can't just send out notices to those three individuals and publish a new notice in
the paper. He said you can, but they might not accept it. So you might as well just go ahead and do it the way that they want it done.
Maybe property changed hands in the fall.
Well, that's why we don't accept lists that are older
than
90 days.
So
because there's so much turnover.
All right, so if I get a list now, if I get a list next week, that list should be...
Wait until I send you a notice of hearing.
Okay.
I mean, okay. If you want to get it now and sit on it, but I don't want you advertising. Don't do anything until you hear from me, because I don't know what's going to happen between now and, anticipating March 18th, but, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't understand that. What does that mean? You don't know what's going to happen?
I can't answer you, ma'am.
Yes. If you want to speak, we'll have to swear you in, too.
Okay.
I mean, just because, I don't know, maybe there's a fire in City Hall. It's not going to be here in March.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's why I'm saying wait until hear from me. And typically what we do is we get the new notice, and everyone gets re-noticed just to make it cleaner.
Okay. If we are on the March 18th schedule, will we be, first, second again?
I cannot advise. Right now there's three ahead of you.
There's three ahead of us.
Yeah, with canceling the 18th. I mean, but that's at the discretion of the chair to rearrange the agenda as well.
Yeah, I can't speak to the order of things on the agenda.
Right. They're put on
the
order.
For the 18th, you'll be heard the 18th.
Okay.
Should we get, you want to consent time, just in case? Leo? Consent to waive.
So I just want if they're going to do it.
Just one other question: should we amend the plan that shows the names of the property owners to the new list?
No amendment to that plan whatsoever.
So just
so
otherwise, your time's going to start all over again. It's going to go out for review. Even
so
though
the names of the property owners that we had from September 19th will be the ones that we keep.
Whatever is on the plan, do not amend the plan at this time.
All right. Since the notice is defective, I assume you'll waive your time constraints to get this heard.
You're going to wait till the 18th of March.
We'll give everybody in the meeting a new 200-foot list. Not that we'll need it, but just when you take in the new list, just
when I
bring a copy for everybody.
Yeah.
Then we'll put it in as an amendment.
Okay.
Or an exhibit, whatever you want to do.
So you're clear. Is it Scott? I think I spoke to. He can call me if he needs to.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I think we thought that we would be postponed, but we wouldn't have to send out any of this to everyone.
I know it sounds egregious. I'm trying to make sure that we don't have to do this again. That's why I'm asking for it.
Well, yeah, I want to do it right. I mean, I want to do it right because I want to get it done. This has been going on since September, so.
Well, we received the application October 6th, okay. Just so make that right. Clear, not September.
All right, thanks.
All right, have a nice night. Thank you.
One thing I did forget is the annual report. Did everybody get a chance to look at it?
No. Is it in there?
Yes. You want to look at mine? Yeah. Does anybody have any questions or any thing they want to add to it? Or I included the one thing.
One goddamn application was denied. One?
Oh, thank God, yeah.
What the hell is wrong with this board?
Well, yeah. There was one, that one that was in that weird, the whole row of the homes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I did put that is on, recommended that the planning board look at that zone.
You can recommend whatever you want to them. They never follow through on it. So.
Well, I put it on there. Is everybody good or okay, Matt?
Is that all we have till March?
Gee, I guess so.
There's no way they'll add the meeting back, right?
No.
Okay.
And if we do, don't show up.
I'm gonna go away from them.
No. No, we canceled it. I took it off the annual meeting schedule. Okay. May I have a motion to adopt the annual report?
Buck.
Second.
Waddell.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. DeMarco?
Yes.
Mrs. Snyder?
Yes.
Mr. Buck?
Yeah, and by the way, that's why you hire professionals that still work.
I know.
Motion to adjourn.
Have a good night, everybody.